quote a phrase, a teacher of gods and humans. Can you talk about this? What gods did the Buddha teach? What other beings did the Buddha teach? The Buddha, there are many, say from a traditional Buddhist perspective, and in the suttas, there are many, there are different realms of beings, and some of them are interested in Dhamma, and the Buddha teaches them, so that there's teachings in the it's in the Majjhima Nikaya, I think, or the Digha Nikaya, and the Sakkapanha Sutta. So the questions of Sakka, he was the head of the Tawa Tingsa Heaven. I'm not very up on these things. Had a whole variety of teachings. And he was a god with right views, a very sort of high-level god. Did we do that last night? Teaching on the highest blessings. That teaching is a teaching that a deva comes to the Buddha and asks for a teaching of what. And there's all sorts of. I think in the preamble to it, that's longer than, or maybe in the commentary. Anyway, these devas are debating, and everybody's got different views and opinions of what are the highest blessings. And one of the devas, and I'm not really getting an answer here. Maybe I'll go ask somebody else who's got a bit more authority. So goes and asks the Buddha, and that's a very ordinary. So devas, beings that are in other realms, not so much. I mean, think of what's coming to the lower realms. Did the Buddha teach lower realms and everything? Oh yeah, well, there's this account of when this elephant was released to harm the Buddha, and kind of enraged, come to me, and then the Buddha spreads loving kindness and then teaches it. So it sort of subdues this wild elephant. So there's many other beings that the Buddha is teaching and giving guidance to. Yeah, in the Sangyutta Nikaya, the first several chapters are all sort of like Deva Sangyutta, Deva Putta Sangyutta. And so there's several of the first few chapters are teachings that the Buddha has given to beings in other realms. I'm thinking of Ajahn Chah, and he was somebody who didn't talk much about other realms. I mean, there's some monks who are kind of the boundaries between human realm and other realms are fairly permeable. But Ajahn Chah was really and you tried to keep things really straight and tangible, because I mean there can be a lot of there can be a lot of weirdness invested in either in beliefs or in stories or in speculations and suppositions. It can get very complicated. So Ajahn Chah was very keen on keeping things really down to Dhamma. And he would almost never speak about other beings in other realms. And one time I was sitting with him and it was just myself and it was this lay person came who was a devout layman, and he had a question specifically about something that he'd experienced, a being from another realm who said they were from Wat Bapong. He followed him the last time he'd been to the monastery, followed him back home, and so he said, "Was this real?" And Ajahn Chah, "Oh yeah," and it was just sort of like, "Oh yeah, he lives in such and such a place in the monastery," and then he started talking about the other beings that were there, and the head being who he sort of everybody else was kind of looked up to, and how he had he got a lot of faith in at first he didn't really want anybody in his forest, but seeing the practice that was going on, then he got faith would come and listen to teachings all the time, and he got so much faith that he decided he wanted to follow the training. So he started taking on the practices of 8 precepts, being in white and following the routine, and coming to the teachings, following the whole routine of the monastery. And he said, "Yeah, it didn't last very long." He ended up sort of disrobing from from being in white. He said, "That's too odd. It's too tiring." that was just hilarious. And it was Ajahn Chah just sort of talking about it. So I think we live in a very material world, and the teachings of the Buddha are valid within that scope or that sphere of knowledge. But I think the traditional teachings have always pointed to other realms of existence, say rebirth over multiple lifetimes. So it's so the Buddha was a teacher of gods and humans.